OJB's podcast, 20 March 2007, What Planet? I was drinking coffee in a cafe here recently when I happened to hear part of a conversation going on behind me between two young women. One was obviously having some sort of relationship crisis and was seeking advice from her friend. I wasn't really taking much notice. The inane conversations about personal relationships bore me greatly until they started talking about astrology. They were saying things like, well, he's a Scorpio and I'm a Sagittarius, so obviously we should be compatible, etc. Is it any wonder we have so many problems with breakups, divorces, etc. when this is the sort of criteria people use to select a partner? Whenever I hear that sort of thing, I really want to sit down with the person involved and rave on about how nonsensical their beliefs are. Of course, I'm too polite to do that, because I always wait for the other person to start the debate, then I go in for the kill. Here's an example. A while back I was fixing a computer for a private client when she happened to mention she had a new book on astrology which was very much more reliable than the astrology we usually see in newspapers, which wasn't serious. She asked me my star sign, I answered. She looked up my description in this book and it matched me almost perfectly. So I asked her, do you think it describes me quite well? And she answered, yes, I told you this book was reliable. And I said, oh sorry, did I say Capricorn? I meant Scorpio. I deliberately told her the wrong sign, because it doesn't matter which sign you look up, you'll find some indications of a match on anything. So that's one person who has never discussed astrology with me again. But what planet are these people on? I mean, some people say astrology is harmless and just a bit of fun, etc., but is that really true? I think the people who say that have at least a part belief in the accuracy of astrology. They just don't want to admit to me, the grumpy old skeptic, or maybe they don't want even to admit it to themselves.